I was proud of the way that our team came back. I really did think that the before the half was where the damage was most inflicted because of the fumble and then the failure to convert on a third and one in which they scored in that particular drive as well. So you had a game that was very, very tight that ended up being 21-7 at the half. And, you know, we resolved to come back out and do better. We didn't do better right away. But after we had scored the second touchdown, I thought the whole team kind of caught fire, and our momentum came back, and we created some opportunities for ourselves and got some turnovers and got the ball in the end zone. So, you know, it was to tie it up that way, being down 35-7 and come back and tie it up, that's an outstanding tribute to our team, to our players, to our coaches. But unfortunately, it wasn't enough. And that's what we have to deal with is again, not finishing the way we want to finish. And the other guy took the ball down and scored. And so we find ourselves in this position. But I did tell them that I was proud of the way they battled. I think that's probably what he would tell you. You know, we had discussed prior to the game going in what the expectation would be, and he thought that that was all behind him. But he did lose his composure, and I thought throughout the course of the game he regained it. But you know, I wouldn't speak for him, and I wouldn't make an excuse for him. I mean, I don't know. People do from time to time drop a ball, even people who have his ability. But he was on his way to the end zone on that first play as well. So, but I'll talk to him about it. I'm not going to discuss anymore. Whatever we have to discuss, we'll discuss in private. You want me to take him out of off the game? How many did he get? Well, that just goes to show you again, he lost his composure. Yes, yeah. We came back and made an excellent block. He dropped probably a surefire score with an interception. And he, you know, started to alternate there in the second. In the third quarter, too. So some technique work that's got to be done there.
Do you feel like your team lost its composure there for a little bit in the third quarter when it all seemed to fall apart?
I don't. If we did, we gained it back.
What changed in your mind?
All of a sudden, we started to. What changed? I just said that. We scored the second touchdown, and then I think from there we gained some momentum. Yes. Yeah. Well, his pulling the ball down and running did for him was, you know, that was the blow, I thought, was his running the ball. And we had had some trouble with that earlier on, too. But we were playing coverage, and he pulled the ball down and ran. And once he got started, it was hard to stop him. So. But that you're asking me if that was a big play. Yeah, that was a big play. Yeah, well. Yeah. Sometimes lower. We punted. Not really, not at that point. No, I thought we could pin them down in deep, and I expected us to stop them. We didn't get the ball punted down as far as you'd like it, but they were at the 11-yard line, and I'd probably do that again. That early stage of the game, I didn't want to. If we didn't make it, I didn't want to leave our defense in that field position. I thought we did that better than anything for quite some time today. and it proved out that we are getting better at that. Rashad had some nice runs. Shane had some nice runs. Andre had a couple runs. And I thought that that was a real plus, even when things weren't going very well for us. But then at the end, when we were able to maneuver back and forth and Rashad breaks out of there with a big play, I thought that was a good sign for us. What's that now?
Their passing game had a lot of success. What made it so difficult for you guys? What gave you trouble?
Their passing game?
Yeah.
I thought they executed well. I thought they hit some. They got the ball in the hands of real speed, and caused us some issues that way. And they also had the threat of the quarterback draw and the run. So I think they executed pretty well. Is probably what you're asking me. Yeah. Sure, I do. I certainly do. And as I said, we had made great progress along those lines. And today was a step backwards. But I got to believe we'll regain that. Once he settles down, we'll be able to talk about it. And cooler heads, I'm thinking, will prevail.
Did you have time to go talk to him on the sideline during the game? Or did you know anything?
I walked with him, but I didn't. At that point in time, my mind was involved in something else. It was a consideration. Matter of fact, it was a strong consideration, but it didn't happen.
Why not?
Because I didn't take him out.
What was your reasoning for it?
Because I wanted him to play the game.
Tommy,
he had to learn. He's got to learn at some point how to deal with some things on the field.
And you're willing to deal with the penalties?
No, I'm not willing to deal with the penalties. I'm not willing to deal with anything. I want him out there to win the football game. But, again, he's a player on our team, and he made some mistakes today. But, you know, I'm hoping he'll recognize that and get over it. It's always a crush to lose. And it's difficult to lose under those circumstances right there. But we'll find a way. We'll find a way to keep fighting. That's what we do.